Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Julio, John, Michael, Casey, Michael, we're getting to all of you. And we'll continue with your phone calls throughout this third hour. I've covered the global government takeover. I've covered the latest Penn State outrages. I got a bunch of other military and Iran news we'll get to. But let's go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Man, Alex, it's crazy times, my friend. Good talking to you as always. First off, comment on Ron Paul, then to WeatherMod. It's outrageous. Is it surprising that Ron Paul in a one-hour debate got 89 seconds? That just goes to show you in a foreign policy, national security debate, they did not want the sheeple to hear the truth about what's really going on. You saw in the debate, what it was, like the third question in, Paul mentioned no WMDs in Iraq. And then they said, well, this guy cannot speak.
Well, listen, when I talk to Ron Paul on air later this week or next week, I'm going to tell him, sir, it's time for you to complain in the next debate because it's not bad sportsmanship. They're clearly cheating him, giving him 1/100th the time the other people are getting. It's ridiculous. And in every poll where he wins, they then pull him out as the winner and then show number 2 as number 1. We've gotten proof of that coming out tonight on the nightly news. I mean, but again, this is the criminal ruling class trying to get people in the dark, to keep us in the dark. If they'll steal our bank accounts, if they'll ship drugs in, if they'll chemtrail us, if they'll take our blood secretly at birth, as they've now been caught, if they'll take people's children to give them to pedophile rings, and you're 17 times more likely to be a child abuser if you work for the CPS. That's in our mainstream article we posted last week. 5 times more likely to be physically beaten. 17 times more likely to be raped by these people. I mean, think about it. This is a criminal group who has almost completely kicked good people out of the system and is going to be 100% a legion of hell spawn. Okay, with PR and propaganda and giant armies of black uniformed fluoride heads injecting steroids who don't know what planet they're on. I mean, we are in trouble, like people in Nazi Germany in 1939 or people in Russia in the 30s or 40s. I mean, we are literally circling doom. And I'm like hitting our retro rockets saying, get us out of the black hole. There's still time to escape. And I've got the yuppies going, shut up, shut him up. This is wonderful what's happening. And we're just sliding into the abyss here.
That's crazy, Alex. It's really it just goes to show you that people like to be con. Neocons think, oh, Newt Gingrich is our savior. Yes, Mr. Bohemian Grove is going to save us from this hellhole. Now on weather modification, Alex, I saw this document from the Agriculture Defense Coalition, a list of PDF spreadsheets of weather modifications activities from 2011 all the way, I think, to 2004. And I'm looking at the 2011 one currently.
Do me a favor. Will you send that? Will you send that to Aaron with 2 A's at Infowars.com? I think he may have that one. But tell folks the search name so we can find it.
Just look up Agriculture Coalition Defense. And it has from the NOAA spreadsheets listing ongoing weather modification programs in the U.S. It's outrageous, Alex. I'm looking at this document, and some of it states that it's being sponsored by the state of Nevada, one from Wyoming, January through April, 13 days, weather modification incorporated.
No, I've seen those, actually. That's the hundreds of big companies, in some cases, that have as many as 50, 60 planes that are pretty big jets and fixed wing that do snow for snow resorts and stuff. That's all under the radar, too, and they get hired out by the government some as well. Then there's the larger Department of Energy programs where they have the stuff mixed with the jet fuel. We just found that. Thank you so much. Good point to raise, Julio. All right. Always good points from Julio. John, Michael, Casey, Michael, many others. Your calls are straight ahead, 800-259-9931.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The scientific technocratic elite by the mid-1850s published white papers publicly admitting that they saw humankind as a disease, echoing the words of Malthus 100 years before, and that they would establish a global government through the British Empire to carry out a scientific dictatorship for the orderly extermination of the world population. Now the New World Order looks down upon us from space with their spy satellites, their tracking systems where all human activity is being chronicled. The planet is being turned into an artificial habitat with weather control, ground-based radar systems manipulating the atmosphere and interacting with aircraft-injected aerosol systems. This can be used, of course, to manipulate weather fronts and storms. It can also be used to cut off the water supply to countries that don't pay their IMF World Bank loans, pay back their loan sharking, impossible to pay fees. It can be used against countries that are enemies of the globalist. The Pentagon, by 1964, certified Stanford Research Institute that they could create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, make them stronger or weaker, or kill them. Oh, but they couldn't protect you from Katrina. The globalists, under their shadow government system, have stolen tens of trillions of our energy credits. They've stolen our energy through the fiat banking system to build this scientific dictatorship. They are now looking down upon us. They see us as absolute trash that are infecting their planet, and they want us out of the way. If we have any hope of defeating these people, we have to wake up to the full horror. We have to study the globalist elite and their sadistic control freak ways. We have to understand their programs and their propaganda. We have to totally detach ourselves from their false reality projection system that's meant to capture us in their false reality. We must study and look for the truth of the scientific dictatorship and then begin at point blank range at every level, pulling ourselves out of the system. Because the globalists are still dependent on our energy and on our labor to fund themselves. They're rapidly racing towards purely robotic factories in China, as Foxconn just came out with, that will be maintenance by robots, where the robots will do the building, where robots will do the delivery, where robot Google trucks will deliver the goods. They're probably 10 years away from being over 95% robot, but once they get to that point, they can launch military robot attacks, drone attacks in the air, land, sea. Humans will no longer be needed, and the global elite have openly written in public white papers they plan to exterminate us as soon as this project is complete, and they will use the robotic system and the robotic weather control system to totally shut off human life. Even if it takes killing the surface of the earth, the globalists will then retreat to their bunkers, reemerge with the seed vaults, and repopulate the earth in the new Eden they are trying to set up. They believe that they are playing God. They believe that they are better than us. They believe that we are their slaves. They believe we're going to buy into the false reality makers and the TV and the trance, and that we're done. We're defeated. They think we're like a shark they've gotten on the deck of the boat. We can still flop around and get back in the water. But you've got to wake up and realize you're being gaff-hooked by the New World Order. If you don't do that, there's no hope. We're wounded, but we're not dead. We can survive. We get back in the water of reality. But they've got us up here in this false reality. We're dying. We're gasping for air. They think it's funny. John in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Aloha. Hey, buddy. Aloha.
How you doing? God bless you, man. I woke up back in 1970 through the writings of Harry Lubell coming out of Acres USA, and I've been trying to grow all my own food since then. None of my kids. I got one kid over 30 now, never been vaccinated, the healthiest kid in her school. I can go into that story with anybody that wants to hear about that, but that's ridiculous. It's just absolutely amazing. I think we've really seen a turnaround right now when I talk to people, because I really think these food-like substances that they've got in the stores now, which are basically just repackaged concentration camp, World War II concentration camp chemicals, have literally brain-dead most of the people around me here in Hawaii. It's unbelievable. When you realize the amount of pesticides that are put out per square foot, pesticides developed as war weapons, weapons of war by the Japanese. We've got people with fluoride mouthwashes. They've just lost it completely. But what I really want to talk about is to tell people that they can grow their own food, and it's really the only thing we've got responsibility over is what we put in our mouths, and it's really important.
Here's an example. Here's an example. It's now been declassified. You can just type this in. You'll get the documents online, and the government admits it. They didn't just spray Agent Orange or Agent White for 5 years or so all over Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos. They were spraying synthetic neurotoxin or cobra venom on the Vietnamese, including our troops. So that's another, I mean, again, they see us as bugs. I'm sorry, sir, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, and I'm seeing that in Hawaii with the way people use Roundup over here, and we're seeing this whole new wave of organisms now. I think a lot of this thing with food safety, with E. coli, Roundup kills all the beneficial bacteria in the soil and leaves open all these pathogens. And so when they come in with these food safety things, which are now trying to shut down all the farms here in Hawaii, it's really a reaction to the chemicals that they've been spraying on us. And we're all subsidizing these people. As an organic farmer, we're seeing so much more funguses and diseases, and it's much more difficult to grow the easiest crops in the world over here now because our neighbors want to spray Roundup. And every dime he makes, he's causing, a 12, 15 cents worth of damage that we're all subsidizing.
Well, that's right. And it all runs off And now there's giant red tides all over the world ruining the beach areas. But they don't care if TSA grabbing your genitals stops $40 billion a year and people don't come to the U.S. Again, it's all about destroying everything. And I've seen reports confirmed in Latin America where they're spraying these chemicals all around people's property that hasn't been sold, and the whole families are just dying. Birth defects, everything. We're all just being murdered. And the environmentalists don't care, though. They just want to pay Al Gore some money for carbon dioxide that plants breathe. If we could just get that nasty carbon dioxide, and the big environmental groups are spray aluminum, spray sulfur, spray barium. Yay, the soils are dying. It's liberal. Yay.
Out of Inconvenient Truth, all my friends were going, oh, wow, that was amazing. I walked out seething because he denied the reality. You know, first of all, he flipped all the graphs. I've been into this global warming thing back since 1970, CO2 buildup and stuff like that. And when you look at what he was talking about, he didn't take into account the huge sink that the ocean is holding the carbon dioxide, or even the interplay of soil CO2 and the importance of soil or organic matter. And the lies are just clear. I helped put on some of the first Earth Days back in 1970 in L.A., and we were inundated with these corporate guys trying to take it over. I abandoned the movement back in 71, 72, when the environmental movement really, to me, was completely taken over by corporate interests who really wanted to deny the reality of what they were doing to us, which was basically poisoning and destroying us and everything else, and trying to make people focus on ridiculous matters. And especially now, we've now demonized the sun. We've now demonized CO2, which are basically the two out of the three, you know, oxygen, water, sun, and carbon dioxide. That makes life. So they basically demonized, you know, basically the building blocks of life. This is definitely satanic. You're absolutely on target, Alex. I'm so glad that you're on the air talking about all these things. You know, it's so important that people understand that it's a full attack on us on every single level. Like here in Hawaii, they just tried to pass a building code, a United Nations building code. The United Nations, the new neo-colonial enterprise of the world, that basically allows the building department here to deputize people to go out and arrest people that have building code violations. And they want to put everybody in jail in Hawaii right now who have even the slightest building code violation. You're put into jail for 30 days. It's a completely new, just like they said.
Oh, yeah, no, no. That's all Agenda 21, where the book is thrown at everybody, tattletales. The new economy is people can only make money tattling on neighbors, kids tattling on parents. I mean, it is off the charts evil. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Just amazing points from there. My phone system went down for a minute. John, who's up next? Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Take us out to break.
Hey, Alex, Mike up in Plano. Alex, a couple things. This model that you use where you're waking people up, I think a lot of your public maybe doesn't understand that this isn't just for entertainment purposes. This isn't for academic purposes. This isn't a public service announcement. You're trying to duplicate yourself here. You can't do this alone. No matter how great and effective your system is, you're trying to wake people up so that they will become active in their community. Just like any network marketing model for business, this is what you're trying to do here. Well, you've done that for me. And here in Plano, which, you know, right in the middle of Collin County, one of the highest per capita incomes in the country, you got a bunch of people who drive around in their Jags and their Bentleys, and they're not interested in what's going on in the world because it's pretty comfortable for them right now.
But see, that's the joke. They think a fancy car and a nice house is everything. When there's a scientific dictatorship, they're literally being phased into an artificial habitat. They're a joke. It's like the Truman Show. The elite are sitting there looking at them, laughing that they think football and topless bars are the world when it has nothing to do with reality. I mean, do you get the point I'm making?
So the menagerie, when the captain was stuck in that fake environment that they could they they could make it look like anything he wanted it to. They could read his mind and make the world look any way he wanted, but he was still in a cage. And he was their prisoner, an animal that they controlled. And that's how these elite look at us. We're animals. We're a different creature ready to be slaughtered. And Alex, I know you're busy. You got a lot of people that you want to bring on.
I want to hear it. Stay there. Stay there. We'll come back to you after the break. I mean, it's just so mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point. I mean, we have gotten so deep into this. None of this crud means anything. We'll be right back.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's really incredibly simple, but it's so simple it's hard for some people to get. The globalists issue the currency worldwide. They get the planet out of nothing. Six megabanks, a handful of families, through fraud. They've created a global national security world government corporate system. They do not just not have our best interest at heart. They hate us. And they have learned how to put out so many different hundreds of flavors of political ideas and bull, some of it partially true, some of it mostly true, some of it completely false, to where when people actually hear folks like myself who've actually gone and read what the globalists write and say to each other and who actually know what's going on. I mean, you're actually hearing how things work here. You're actually hearing people that are dedicated to the truth and really research. I mean, grueling, busting our butts. You're listening to the real deal. And our accuracy is the proof of that. And that's not some, ooh, we're real smart and we've got all the answers thing. That's like, listen, the dam broke. I told you it's coming down the stream. Now it just flooded our houses and more is coming. We don't have time to play games. Even if we're conscious of these people, it's going to be hard to beat them. Okay? You've got to fully awaken from the matrix. And it's a psychological matrix, a spiritual matrix. It's not like we're actually in a tank. You know, it's some big computer hive. But they're trying to insert us into that. That's actually a Pentagon plan, one of their futurist proposals. Is that they're going to merge with the machines and all this. They're setting it up. It's not pretty. It's not a nice place. What is this headline? Dangerous legislation prevents U.S. diplomatic contact with Iran. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, there's no diplomatic discussions allowed. They're just going to go ahead with the attacks, I guess. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. Michael in Texas, finish up the point you were making.
Well, a couple things, Alex. First of all, I was watching Loose Change again. Every once in a while, I'll go back. You've looked at my pictures before on Facebook. Another time I called in, I'm that telecom engineer that was down at 9/11, and I got a picture of me standing on this pile of rubble. And that's why I'm so fascinated with when Dr. Stephen Jones from BYU was talking about the ingredients in nanothermite. Now, listen to this. Tell me if I'm crazy or not. But the ingredients that he says can hype up and make more powerful and more active are the same chemicals, the same metals that they're putting in these chemtrails that they're spraying on us. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, this obsession that these people had with exploding the atmosphere and all these fires, these forest fires that don't seem to be able to get under control.
No, you're right. Sulfur is very explosive. And that is what they use to supercharge and barium salt, the nanothermite, to make it super nanothermite. Look, point is, this planet is run by psychopathic scientists. But now I understand why every comic book, every movie, every sci-fi game is all about mad scientists wanting to become God. What is the system telling us there? In the real world, that's what they're doing. You know, when I was a kid and read War of the Worlds, and listen to the old famous broadcast, I thought it was just a science fiction writer. No, H.G. Wells was a top globalist who admitted that he was, and you know, Rhodes Scholar, all that stuff. And he said in a bunch of nonfiction books, this is what we're actually going to do. I mean, it's incredible. By 1900, he wrote books about atomic bombs dropped by a global government on countries that wouldn't join it. And now they would kill most of the population for the betterment of the earth. I mean, he wrote the book, The New World Order. I mean, it is just mind-blowing that what scientists came up with 160 years ago was sold and bought by British royalty, European royalty, and robber barons, and American robber barons all signed on to it, all funded it, and our entire world has been governed by the science fiction dreams of people 160 years ago. And now the institutions are built. The machinery has been set in motion. And our entire society is this fake one we live in with fake money and fake values and fake news. And then above us, the scientific elite, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the rest of them running around, jacking our vaccines, everything else. Oh, God. Oh, God. So horrible. so exhausting. I had a lot of energy this morning, but I am just exhausted now. And people say, well, Alex, don't be so negative. I'm not trying to be negative, but you've got to admit how bad things are. If your leg was chopped off, you're bleeding to death, you've got to put a tourniquet on it. You don't go, I believe I'll just be positive and say it's a mere flesh wound and I'll be fine. You know, it just doesn't work.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
With new financial dominoes falling each day. Do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, herbalhealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the winds.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This country, this world, has been given over to a great and powerful delusion. And the more that the deception is pulled from my eyes, the more I stare into the heart and soul of the New World Order, the more I am not even angry or even frustrated anymore. I am sad. Because let me tell you, it's not people that want money and power that are running things. It's people that love pain and destruction and death. And they want control to do horrible things. You can call it the devil, whatever you want. If there's not a devil, these people might as well be devils. Because I can't imagine a devil being like this. It is so destructive. It is so evil. It is so out of control. We're going to go to Casey, Michael, Eric, Josh, Matthew, and others here in just a moment. Then I'll get into some more news here today. But we're not a negative radio show. The things we talk about are happening. I wish they weren't. But denying it's going on only makes it worse. Denying it's happening only makes it worse. And there's so many thousands of different flavors of bull out there. But if you go read globalist white papers, study history, research their program, study the scientific megalomania of these people, you understand what's going to happen. And it is an incredible responsibility to be one of the few outlets. And then luckily, we understood this in the last decade. We got a clearer image of it. And 17 years ago, not so much, but I was still doing some good then. It's all a wake-up process for all of us. But the last decade or so, I've really cracked the code of these people and figured out exactly what they're about. And now it's becoming very evident we were completely right and then some. And we've got a fighting chance. And I'm seeing a lot of other people click to our lens, because we all see things through a lens, but our lens really decodes the globalist operations. And if you've got the will, you can see what we see. And let me tell you, I say the will because you're going to be living with the devils every day. I mean, you think you see evil now, folks? When you actually pull back the curtain, it's everywhere. And let me tell you, it is not fun. Somebody mailed me an animated movie called Dead Space 2. It's like a movie off a video game. And really, it's a, I would say, kind of an adaptation of that Russian film where the cosmonauts are out at this planet. The planet itself's like an entity or, you know, it's haunting them or whatever. And I'm not saying I believe that stuff's real. What I'm saying is this morning I was on the treadmill watching it. And they go dig up this artifact on the planet, and Dead Space 2 is like once the rescue ship gets there. And the rescue ship's actually the big global corporate government, the galactic government, that's killing its own people and torturing them to get answers. And they send them out there to be a setup, kind of like an Alien, where they send the mining crew on their way back to land on a planetoid to dig something up. And, you know, they don't find out till 50, 60 years later. When they get back, or one of them gets back, that it was all a setup. They were sent there as guinea pigs. See, they tell you in all these movies, but I'm watching this, and in the first episode, I'm going to your calls, they've blown up part of the planet to destroy this artifact that basically caused all these mutations on the ship and all this horrific stuff to happen. It's like a DNA generator. A mutation generator, basically, or at least that's how it's operating, malfunctioning. Some ancient 56, you know, million-year-old artifact. And they go back. They want pieces of it. So they send them back down to get pieces of it. And one guy picks up a piece and then basically causes him to start hallucinating. He's not really hallucinating. He's like seeing interdimensionally. And it's manipulating him. He sees like his dead daughter. The little girl who got run over by a car, and it shows that happening to her. And then it basically tries to lead him off the edge of a cliff. And then, you know, he's seeing all these horrible demon creatures grabbing on his daughter, trying to pull her into him. And it basically maneuvers him into, you know, killing a bunch of the crew. But again, it's that archetype. That's not real. But that's basically what the globalists manifest. They trick us. They manipulate us. They play humans like a concert pianist plays a piano or a concert violinist plays a violin. They manipulate us. And that goes without saying, but the manipulation is so many layers deep. And then when you really research it, you find out they did all this just because they like to kill people. And they're a bunch of sickos. And then good people are smarter and are better and more creative. But good people never reach for that stuff. They never would think to manipulate. They would never think to learn all these bad things. They would never think. So we're like blind to these people. And I watch the population like a bunch of lobotomized sheep with these demonic wolves tearing their guts out as the sheep smile and thank them. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's like that, you know, an archetype of just seeing the demons everywhere. Well, that's how it is for me to watch the news or read things or see the propaganda or hear it. Is that it's just, it's always in my face. It's always there. It's always, and my whole will is set against it. But then I look at all the servants of this evil. They're 99% of them are compartmentalized and have no idea what they're part of, have no idea. If they knew, there's no way that they would ever be part of this. But even though a lot of them have the intelligence to grasp it, it's spiritual and it's discernment. And they won't admit the first levels of it to themselves. They certainly can't ever get the deep wisdom. And that's what Christ said, you know, while they're torturing him. He says, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." Those Romans flaying off his skin for no reason with his bones sticking out, getting off on the pain. They thought they were law and order. They were getting a bad guy. They were. And it's like that with the special forces soldiers that work for all major governments that have been trained to do horrible crimes. And now the video games all, because I read about them, simulate torturing people to get answers. Or I saw a video game last week, dude was showing me, where you kill cops because it's for the greater good so the bomb doesn't blow up and blow up the Brooklyn Bridge, because the cops are going to end up killing the guy with the bomb and it's going to detonate. So that doesn't happen. They kill the cops, but it's for a greater good. Once that idea is introduced, once that virus is introduced, it's over. And they take, the sickest part is they take some of the best men who really believe they're doing good. And once they commit small evils in the name of a greater good, now they psychologically will produce an envelope or a membrane around that where they'll do more evil things and never admit any of it's wrong because they couldn't be a bad person. When you figure out that the devil's chariot is pulled by people that think they're saints, oh, man. All I can say for those of you that have decided to serve the system, you better think twice. You better pray to God to open your eyes. Or if you've ever had bad feelings about what you're doing but you don't know why, you better assess what you're part of. And you're signing on to pure evil. I mean, you're signing on to something that's beyond anything I could even articulate, beyond anything I could even grasp. I marvel at the beast. I marvel at the monstrosity that it is. I mean, it is just like a deer in the headlights for somebody who could even grasp it, to smell it. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize. Casey, and then Michael and others. Casey in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you. I want to say thanks for everything you're doing to wake everybody up. Just a few points to make. Yesterday you were talking about how they're irradiating everybody and they're irradiating themselves, the elite. Well, they have a drug called X-Rad, and it reverses radiation poisoning and stuff, and that's 10 years ago.
And so why don't they give it to the troops? Why don't they tell the public about it?
Patients or anything. And another point I wanted to make, actually was an idea on how you could spread the word. You got that, was it the InfoWars or Info Store or whatever, where you got listeners selling stuff for you?
Yes, sir.
you could take water bottles, fluoride-free water, and put different stickers on there with different facts and stuff about the New World Order. You know, they can go out and sell those.
There's a lot of great ideas. I think the number one thing is people are ready to hear the truth. We need people who will deliver it to them. And that's why all of you need to get involved. I mean, I can't believe, but I do believe, that they've had a bunch of, quote, conservative courts confirm Obamacare when it's so obviously unconstitutional to have the federal government compel you to buy something. I mean, give me a break. The Pandora's box of this. And then now they argue, well, because we already have socialized health care, people getting free health care that are poor, we all pay for it anyway. See, that's the trap of collectivism, is that we're already paying for it, so collectivize it all. And that Newt Gingrich is soaring in the polls when he's called for global government and global carbon taxes. I mean, it just shows how truly deceived the public is, but also how the media pushes it. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, one more thing. I had an idea on how to spread the Christmas cheer. Everybody could go to Walmart and buy Penn State pajamas and mail them to the folks.
Buy a 10 what type of pajamas?
Penn State pajamas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate your call. You could mail them to the CPS. I mean, you've got to know that almost every CPS head is a pedophile. And I'd say around half of them that work there are pedophiles. That's why they've got a 57% turnover national average that came out last year. Because a lot of people get in to actually help kids and are like, you mean this is a bunch of perverts? They're like, yeah, keep your mouth shut or you're dead. I've talked to some of the workers. Paul, I told Paul last week, I said, post this judge saying he's taking a family's kids and divorce proceedings because they're arguing. You know, just take them. And I said, look up the statistic. I know that you're five times more likely to be abused physically in CPS custody than any other. And he ended up linking to mainstream media and government documents. But then he found a number of 17 times when it comes to sexual abuse. Again, these are the high and mighty protectors, and no one has got a bigger track record of being perverts than these people. I mean, you want to know where half the perverts are, it's in CPS buildings. I mean, these are... It's like you want to know where to find Nazis. We'll get in a time machine and teleport back to 1942 Berlin, Germany. You'll find some. I mean, you want to know where you find them? They're right there. Who else? I've been at the family court hearings covering it years ago. I've seen them smile as families cry. I've seen the judges literally just like a vampire sucking the pain up. I mean, I can't handle it. Okay, I'm telling you, we're dealing with something beyond... We're dealing with psychic vampires, and I've watched the CPS and the cops that are assigned to it, all potbelly perverts, and God, please bring them to justice. A lot of times I say, God, just go ahead and destroy the whole planet, me along with it, as long as they get it too. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just these people have got to be brought to justice, but it's a spiritual thing. We're meant to go through this. We're meant to face this. People are in denial. So the evil is going to get 10,000 times worse until people are forced to choose a side. Those of you that are in the middle, the lukewarm ones that God doesn't like, that wants to spit out of the mouth, it's you people. This, all of this, you either join with the evil or you join with the good. Choose a side. You must choose. You understand? You've got to choose. You've got to make a choice. You've got to. You've got to do it. It's because of you the evil has won. For you, because you sat down and said it wasn't your job, or it wasn't true, or oh, that's a conspiracy theory, so you could just feel good about yourselves. You are bringing on all of our destruction. The evil people, they're completely given over and aren't even of this world. Okay? They are just biological androids of Satan. They are just like a mange-covered goblin. You, though, you are the problem. You, and you're out there, those laughing right now, that's your defense mechanism. You deep down are scared. You're scared. You think you're scared now, you're going to be a lot more scared. because your inaction has allowed the most evil forces this world's ever seen to manifest and gather. Are you ready? Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Dude, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me on. I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to thank you, your staff, your crew, and especially all the guests that you have on your program that are very knowledgeable, and even some of the callers communicate some very good information out there. I live outside of Chicago, and the chemtrails have been being sprayed this year really bad. They've been pulling out all the stops around here and spraying chemtrails. And, that's one item. Are you aware that the Obama administration has retained a union-busting law firm called Jackson Lewis?
Yes, I am. Stay there. Finish up with that group with your call on that point. Then we'll at least do 5 minutes overdrive because I'm going to get to Eric, Josh, Matthew, and Peter at least. We'll finish up with Michael and race through those calls. Oh, and don't forget, we've got all my films on DVD, 18 of them, for $99.95. Get all your Christmas shopping done right now. And support us if you want to help get the word out. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Yeah, I get so busy here on air that I hardly even plug our sponsors that make the broadcast possible. And, you know, this stuff sounds scary. Well, so were the Nazis, so were the Soviets. Yeah, that's the thing. You look at most governments, they get downright crazy because we let evil people get control of them. The minute a population starts kissing the ring and kissing the boots of government, you get a horrible situation, as our founders warned us. But we turned our back on those good ideas, those proven systems of liberty. And I heard Obama on TV the other day said, we're not a Christian nation, and we once were. Yeah, you bet we're not. We're a New World Order nation. People don't like hearing about Christianity, but I'm not talking about the stuff you got in these mainline churches. I mean, you got to believe in something. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Suffer the children. Help the poor. Versus greed, get ahead, cheat everybody. We're not financed by the New World Order. We're promoted by you. And I want to salute and thank all of you. I don't have time to even plug Diamond Gus at Pure Water Freedom or eFoods. I'll do it tomorrow. Thanks to all of you getting the word out about the chemtrails by sending out Infowars.com. Find out more about chemtrails at Infowars.com. Send out your own tweets with chemtrails at Infowars.com in the subject line. Finishing up your point about the big union-busting law firm. Yeah, Obama has always been hired to bust unions, but they always have leftists bust them because the right can't really bust them properly. People then are like, well, are you for unions? It's more complex than that. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, and I'm a union member, and I work for the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and I want to let you and your staff and all your guests and listeners know that I've been trying not only about this but other environmental issues, and I have been pretty well sanctioned and isolated because of it.
Oh, so you're sacrificing a part of your career to tell the truth. Well, good. If more people had your attitude, we'd turn this around. But you're saying you work for the EPA and you're concerned about the chemtrails?
I'm concerned about the chemtrails. I brought the issue up of the highly contaminated water in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And my supervisor, and I stand by this today, called me up and told me that I was basically to shut up and I was not to say anything about it. I've also spoken out about the dispersant used called Corexit, and basically has been even
which,
more.
By the way, was admittedly illegal to use. Well, see, that's my issue. People say, well, we got to have the EPA. If it wasn't corrupt or it was local, here's the problem. The big mega companies are exempt, as you know. So people were like, good thing the feds are in there. No, they politically exempt the big guys and then basically only allow the little guys to be gone after for chicken feed in a general sense. I mean, is that accurate?
That would be fairly accurate, yes. And they basically, I can only speak for myself and what I basically limitedly know, but let me put it this way. There are individuals who are basically carved out for special treatment by the EPA management.
You know what I want to do? I got to jump here because I got to cram in calls. But don't hang up, Michael. John, get his number if he wants. I'd like to have him as a whistleblower on the show. You know, do an actual interview for like 30 minutes with Michael sometime if he wants to talk about certain groups that have been, you know, given a pass. Of course, that's come out, too, in the news, but it'd be good to hear from him on air. We're going to go to break and come back real fast with Eric and Josh and Matthew. I don't know if I'll have time to get to Marty, but I'll try to give each person about a minute and a half. I want to hear from all of you, but if you ask me a question, then we're off to the races. As you know, I'm long-winded. On any subject, I just start going. By the way, we've got some big guests tonight on the Nightly News. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a surprise. Nightly News, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv. We've got a 15-day free trial right now, but we need your support. You ought to just go in there and sign up, period, at prisonplanet.tv. Great job to the crew. Great job to all the affiliates. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.